The U.S. Senate has passed the Postal Service Act, which includes stipulations that would keep the Bend Processing Center open. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer explains.
The Bend Mail Processing Center was slated for closure along with others around the state of Oregon to save money. The Postal Act requires that all first-class mail be delivered in the same region by one day, and that would prevent the post office from closing these centers. Greg Delgado has protested the cuts at the Bend Post Office and is optimistic these centers will remain open.
We need to make sure that we keep these open and we're not losing jobs in this area. Keeping the service alive for people, especially people who are depending on the mail for like a welfare checks or for retirement or anything, these type of benefits, we want to make sure that they have access to this. And closing all these centers is not the solution. I think we need to come up with a better solution than that and taking away jobs and, you know, hurting our economy even worse than it already is.
The Postal Act bill now goes to the House, where it is expected to be modified. The Postal Service Board of Governors is disappointed in the legislation that they say fails to return the Postal Service to financial viability. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
In other local news, a follow-up to a story we first brought you yesterday morning, Deschutes County Commissioners served notice to Pronghorn developers that they have 30 days to resolve their failure to build enough overnight lodging. Pronghorn was supposed to build a hotel room for every two residential lots at the resort, but they're not anywhere near that. The county just filed a notice of default. Deschutes County Commissioner Alan Unger says they could negotiate a different hotel-to-lot ratio.
If they're looking for relief, that's a way of reducing the number of overnights that they could have, but they would need to come to the county to have that request, and then we would have that discussion.
He says developers have to request that change, and then the commissioners would have to okay it. 1110 KBND News Time is 5:07.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 7th. From News Talk 1110 KBND.
Right now, roads are looking pretty good locally, at least, but we did get a couple of new inches of snow on Mount Bachelor last night, so that could account for some snow in the higher elevations this morning. Your traffic and weather is brought to you by AirLink Critical Care Transport, providing skilled medical care and transport at a moment's notice, 24 hours a day, every day. For more information or become a member, visit airlinkcct.org.
1110 KBND Weather.
Good morning. Look for partly sunny skies today and just a tad bit warmer at 51 degrees in Bend.
Right now, we're looking at 36 in Bend and we're at 35 in Sisters at 1110 KBND. The Amanda Ward family of Redmond has bounced around from friend's house to friend's house, but now they have a home to call their own. Amanda and her children, 11-year-old Calvin and 13-year-old Kylie, are very grateful.
It's incredible. I mean, the last couple years have been pretty rough financially and just a lot of struggles, a lot of things going on. Found out about First Story through Heart of Oregon, which is where I currently work, and just did the application process and didn't even know that an opportunity like this was even out there. So
the Ward family got the keys to their new home yesterday. It was built by First Story and Heart of Oregon Core Youth Build. The program allows young people to work toward their GED or high school diploma while earning job skills and serving the community.
An elderly mattress man is seriously injured in a single car crash near Terrebonne. OSP troopers are continuing the investigation into the cause of yesterday afternoon's crash along Highway 97 that seriously injured 83-year-old Bryce Nedry. It was almost 4 o'clock when Nedry was traveling northbound on Highway 97 near Odom Avenue when the car drifted off the roadway, coming to rest in a field. He was ejected from the vehicle and seriously injured. He was taken by air ambulance to St. Charles, where he is listed currently in critical condition.